Open windows, June the 17th. Opened eyes. Jesus said, "What do you want me to do for you?" They said to him, "Lord, let our eyes be opened." Matthew 20, verses 32 and 33. We shall never see divine things by the aid of our reason. We shall never see things because they are put plainly to us by one who ministers. No, it will only be as Jesus of Nazareth comes into touch with us and we with him. And that applies to every stage of the Christian life. If there are any reading these lines who have never in the first place had their eyes opened to see, so that the result is life eternal, for knowing is only another word for seeing, and Jesus said this is life eternal, that they should know thee, the only true God, and him who thou didst send, even Jesus Christ, that they should know, which is another word for seeing. If you have not yet entered into life, received eternal life, remember that it will not just happen to you, it will not simply happen. You will have to become tremendously concerned about this and show the Lord that you mean business. You will have to be like Bartimaeus and cry, and so much the more cry. Remember that the Lord does so often wait, delay and hold off to see if we really place value upon this seeing. We are tested as to how much we esteem his things. And what is true at the beginning is true all the way along. There is no end to divine revelation. There is no end to our seeing. Oh, how little we have seen, how little we know of the vast stores of divine intention and thought and purpose and meaning. We stand and paddle on the shores of this vast ocean of God and of his purposes and meanings in our creation. How little we know about it. And we are not going to know until we have deep heart exercise. But it is there, and it is there for us. And oh, we have got to come in this way, so much more. Are you like that after a conference or after any meeting in which there has been a ministry of God's word? Are you sure you have seen all that God meant for you to see? Are you just hearing what is said? You agree, but what is the effect? The real effect waits upon the heart exercise. This crying out, a crying out so much the more. The Lord is not closed and mean, holding it from you, but he is wanting to know that this is of greater price to you than all else, if needs be, of greater price than your sleep, your rest. You are going to give him no rest until he opens your eyes.